govern us now in the gathering. For if God should do no more for us now than he did then, Israel would never be gathered. Now, if you don't, as a student of prophecy, have some idea of what is meant in the scriptures and the spirit of prophecy by scattering and gathering, that paragraph is going to be really a hard one to figure out. And the scattering and gathering is a theme that's found in the Old Testament prophecies, especially in the book of Isaiah. But just to kind of focus it in on our study, before we take up Isaiah 10, I want to point out some of the gatherings in the Bible. There's the gathering of those that sigh and cry, and those that sigh and cry are the ones in Ezekiel that ultimately will be sealed, and we can read Ezekiel 11, verses 14 to 21. In Ezekiel 11, verses 14 to 21, those that have been sighing and crying are going to receive the seal of God during our time. Some of us in this room, no doubt, are those. We have been scattered. And this is clear in Ezekiel's passages. Verse 14 of Ezekiel 11. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the brethren of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel holy, are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from the Lord, unto us is this land given in possession? Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of all the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence, and I will give them one heart and will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of the detestable things and their abomination, I will recompense their way upon their own head, saith the Lord God. Now, if you remember the context of these passages, there's two groups of people here mentioned. The ones that are going to follow on after the detestable things are the people of chapter 8 of Ezekiel that end up bowing down to the sun and receive the mark of the beast. And the Lord says, I'm going to recompense them. But this other group, both these groups are in Jerusalem. They're both in God's church, according to Testimonies, Volume 5. Jerusalem is God's church. But here, these people that are going to be sealed with the seal of God have been scattered, and in this passage, they've been scattered to the countries.